This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The Economic Policy Institute estimates that more than 250,000 jobs could be lost in Colorado by the summer because of the new coronavirus. The group says the leisure, hospitality, and retail industries will likely take the biggest hits. The Institute projects that 14 million jobs nationwide could be lost and that it will require a $2.1 trillion federal stimulus to get the country to reasonable economic health. The U.S. Senate passed a $2.2 trillion package last night and sent it to the House for approval. Colorado's Secretary of State's office is warning the public of fake charities trying to scam people during the COVID-19 crisis. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
Secretary of State Jenna Griswold announced recommendations to avoid scams Thursday. The office says not to assume that charity recommendations on social media have already been vetted, and to be wary if a charity won't provide detailed information about identity, mission, and how donations are used. Another suggestion she has is to watch out for charities that sound similar to well-known ones. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Officials at Black Hills Energy are receiving reports from customers of people posing as Black Hills employees asking for information about their homes. The company is urging people to call them if they are suspicious about anyone claiming to represent it. Black Hills says calling law enforcement is also an option. Mostly cloudy around Denver with temperatures in the 40s. The metro area is expected to warm up a bit today. A red flag warning continues for areas around Colorado Springs until tonight. Mostly sunny and breezy in the Central Mountains. This is CPR News.